Perhaps more important, how to practice with the rising and passing away of khandhas, as in the fourth development. Does one reflect on the process of being? And sanya is always unclear to me, perception. Okay, that's, you know, just taking these functions of nature, of the body, physical body, physical form, and paying attention to that, and it's both in terms of its coming into being and passing away, or how we experience it, and then feeling as the pleasant, painful, neutral feeling, just the feeling tone of an experience, whether it's a physical experience or a emotional experience. Perception, sanya, is the is both memory and perception as the function of mind that sort of allocates things in terms of this is important, this is not important, this is interesting, this is not interesting, and of course that's intertwined because we rely on information from our memory to inform a kind of a value that we place on experience, so that memory and perception are it's one word. It's a memory's last perception. How we perceive things and what that perceptual process does in terms of seeding the inclinations of the mind and in what we tend to think about, ponder about, proliferate about, as the kind of the next stage, which is mental formations. Mental formations are your thinking processes, your mindfulness is a mental formation, wisdom is a mental formation, loving kindness is a mental formation, anger is a mental formation, doubt is a mental formation. These are where our thoughts go to. And then consciousness is just the conscious cognition of the experience. So then recognizing those as they come into being, as they pass away, and then how they form the basis of our perception of self, perception of me. Because that's the in terms of the goal of these investigation and mindfulness practices is really to shine a light on the constructed nature of how we identify with experience and then assume a solid sense of self, of I, of me, of mine.